Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, October 7th. The emergency department at the Chesley Hospital is shutting down for the next 2 months. A critical shortage of nurses will force Chesley's ER to be fully closed until December 2nd. South Bruce Gray Health Center President and CEO Michael Barrett says there are simply not enough healthcare providers in the system. The South Bruce Gray Health Center says it had been relying on agency nurses to keep its services operational, but it's not an ideal approach as it's costly and also left the organization's nurses on staff not feeling valued, as the agency nurses would be getting paid more for doing the same work. Barrett says for nursing specifically, the shortage is being amplified by the incentive to work as an agency nurse. The unemployment rate for the Stratford-Bruce Peninsula Economic Region decreased by 1.1% in September to 2.7%, currently the lowest in Ontario. The four-county Labour Market Planning Board says in a release this represents the Grey, Bruce, Huron and Perth region's lowest unemployment rate since December 2019. The provincial unemployment rate remained unchanged at 5.8%. Employment in the region decreased by 2,100 jobs. 900 of those were full-time losses. The Labour Board says its current number of job postings is over 2,600 jobs. Both drivers have been charged in a collision in Chesley. At around 6:30 Sunday evening, South Bruce OPP were dispatched to a two-vehicle collision on First Avenue, and the drivers were reported to be involved in an altercation as officers responded. The two drivers, both from Aaron Eldersley, are facing charges. The first driver, age 32, was charged with careless driving. The second, age 35, is facing charges of assault and uttering threats. No injuries were reported. Owen Sound Police will be taking part in a national public awareness campaign over the next few days to promote safe driving behaviors. Today marks the beginning of Operation Impact 2022, an effort that aims to make Canada's roads the safest in the world. From today until Monday, police services across the country will be focused on impaired driving, aggressive or distracted driving. Owen Sound Inspector Jeff Flooney says many local collisions are completely preventable by drivers making the decision to put away their phone while driving, reducing their speed, having patience, and never choosing to drink or use drugs and drive. The federal government has announced more sanctions on Iran. It plans to ban about 10,000 members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps from entering the country. Opposition politicians have been calling for the government to declare the entire IRGC a terrorist entity. Canada did declare the IRGC's Quds Force a terrorist entity years ago. And while Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland said today the IRGC is a terrorist entity, today's announcement is not that full terror listing. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada is pursuing a listing of the Iranian regime under the most powerful provision of the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act, saying it's the strongest measure we have to go after states and state entities. He says the government also plans to expand sanctions against more individuals under the Magnitsky Act. They also plan to establish a new sanctions bureau at Global Affairs Canada. Three activists from Belarus, Ukraine, and Russia are this year's Nobel Peace Prize winners. Human rights advocate Alice Bialyatsky from Belarus, the Russian human rights organization Memorial, and the Ukrainian human rights organization Center for Civil Liberties. The organizations document war crimes, human rights abuses, and the abuse of power. Bialyatsky is currently in prison in Belarus. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack hosts the Hamilton Bulldogs in OHL action. Puck drop is 7:30 at the Bay Shore. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford are at West Nipissing. Three Pollock Division hockey games tonight, including Mount Forest at Hanover at 8 o'clock. In sports and Major League Baseball wildcard series, the Blue Jays are hosting Seattle in Game 1 of a best of three. In the CFL, in Hamilton, the Tiger Cats play the Saskatchewan Roughriders. In NHL preseason, the Toronto Maple Leafs play Detroit. And the Raptors have a preseason game tonight at Houston. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.